Hey guys, open up your filing cabinet and go straight to X, because this is an X file that we're talking about tonight, guys. This is about deja vu on our mini cast episode. I'm Gander.
I'm Soaps.
And get ready to rumble. Deja vu, it's happened to you, Soaps.
Oh, I feel like we've talked about this before.
Yeah. I see what you did there. I think it's happened to everyone.
Yeah, I have it probably more often than I'd like to.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where you're standing around and a situation starts happening, you're like, that unsettling feeling, your hairs on your neck stand up, you're like,
I've done this before.
Yeah. I've said this.
Yeah.
And you've said that.
Yeah.
We're here.
It's a really bizarre feeling.
Yeah.
And I want to know what your take on what actually deja vu is about.
Well, this is when it gets tricky, and this is where you're going to need to help me on this one.
Oh, okay.
Because I might have a different approach, because this only happened 2 weeks ago.
Okay. But you've had deja vu before.
Plenty of times.
Okay.
More than I'd like to keep count.
Okay.
It creeps me out.
Yes. It's a weird feeling.
Right? Until 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
When it really creeped me out.
Okay.
Well, anyway, here in Adelaide, we just discovered Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
Right? We have that here now. So, like a little fat doughboy that I am, I'm like, I'm going to get me a donut.
I love my donut.
So, anyway, sitting in drive-thru, and I'm there with a few other people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Deja vu kicks in. Oh. Or does it? Feels like deja vu. I'm sitting there and the woman's like, oh, we have sparkling water. My friend in the back's going, oh, well, I hope sparkling water is not soda water. And I'm sitting in the front going, I've done this before. Right? Yeah. But as it's going on, right, all I'm hearing is like, yeah, I'm sure it's fine. It's just water and stuff like that.
It's not.
That's the, you know, that's the idea of the story. It was happening. But there's a part in me, I'm like, this only hasn't just happened before. I remember when I've done this before. About 6 months ago, I had that dream. I woke up remembering exactly. Good. I'm like sitting there going, I remember waking up thinking about this dream, about talking about soda water to real water at Krispy Kreme in drive-thru with these people here.
So it was more of a premonition. Is what I'd say that is. That's not a deja vu account. You could see the future.
Yeah, but I wasn't, I had no control over it because she still got the water that she didn't want because she goes, no, I'm like, I'm sure it's just normal water.
Yeah.
And then, no, it was sparkling water. Sparkling water is soda water. She took one sip going, no, I'm not having it.
And you knew that was going to happen?
No.
You did when it happened?
Yeah, when it happened. But I remember remembering it like a dream.
Yeah, that's weird.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, is that a premonition? Because I still don't have any control over it.
No, see, I think...
It still feels like deja vu.
I believe deja vu is not a glitch in the Matrix, first of all. Because that
should be.
Well, that's what everyone seems to say now.
But are we in the Matrix?
Well, we're not. We're not. But what I feel... Deja vu is a nod to know... It's like a snippet of someone out there going, you're on the right track. This is meant to happen. See, like, do you get what I mean? Like, because I'm a strong believer in what's meant to be is meant to be. As much as I freak out and want to change everything, what's meant to happen is going to happen. And a deja vu is a signal to say, yes, you're on the right track because this has happened before.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I am. I'm going to flat out disagree with you.
Oh.
And, and what's going to happen is it's like, I reckon it's a brain trick.
It's a brain trick.
I don't reckon it's something saying that... You know, you're on the right track and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't even believe the whole what's going to happen is going to happen sort of thing.
You don't believe that?
No, I don't want to because it's one of those things that I live with the philosophy of like, if something is out of my control, I won't concern myself with it until it's in my control. And I won't ever let what's going to happen to me without a fight.
There's a lot of happenings.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to make it happen. It's going to stick that way.
Okay. All right. Right?
I'll take something... to the grave, I'll take something to a fight if I have to, if I feel it's in my control. Okay. If something's not in my control, I'm not going to fight for it.
Yeah.
But having deja vu is out of my control. I have to sit there, get the funny, weird feeling that I'm getting, and then just cruise on with it. But I can't control that what's going to happen is going to happen.
But you know that it's happened.
I know it's happened, but I also, at the same time, I believe it could be a...
What do you think it is?
A brain trick. I reckon it's...
What do you mean? Like, as in... A brain trick. I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, it's kind of like, I'll use the example of if someone has a seizure and the brain misfires, right? And it causes a seizure,
But clearly that means you're seeing the future at some point. The misfire is The brain already knows what's about to happen. It misfires it.
But how? If you say what's going to happen is going to happen, right? Then that proves deja vu, because it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. That's going to play out that way. That's why you're having deja vu.
You know, but that's because your choices have led you to that point.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
But I believe that nothing's written in stone.
Okay.
Right?
So deja vu is a scary thing for you.
Yeah, because I believe it's a brain trick. Right? That's what I want to believe. That's why when something like that happened to me 2 weeks ago,
when
I'm like, I remember dreaming this.
Yeah.
That's when I ask questions and going, hang on, that one feels different. But if I'm standing around here, for example, I'm recording this, I'm like, holy crap, I remember exactly, we're having this moment right here.
We've done a podcast on deja vu before.
I reckon that is no more than a feeling that you get, like happiness, sadness, or whatever.
No, but you normally, in deja vu, you know that it's happening.
Yeah, you know it's happening, right? But only for, and then it fades off. I reckon it's just like a, almost like a boost of adrenaline. Right, so the sensation makes you feel like you're reliving this moment.
Because deja vu normally, from my own experiences, lasts about 20 to 30 seconds and then it's gone.
That's about it.
And you can't get it back.
Do you always
it sounds like your story was for a minute or two.
Yeah, this was like for 2 minutes.
That's a premonition.
That's weird. Teller. That's the one that freaked me out.
Okay.
But yeah, what I'm saying, I've got to start saying deja vu. We've said deja vu, like, there should be a counter for how many times we've said deja vu in this.
Oh, okay.
We need the dings.
No, I think you said happened more than deja vu.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I've said that before.
Happened.
But no, I reckon
that,
it's a brain trick. I reckon it's something to do with you're having that feeling of that sensation that makes you feel like you've had it before, because there's no possible way you could feel like that. Or is there? Because that's the belief. And everyone's entitled to their belief and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. And I like the whole concept of... Actually, no, I'm going to take that back. I don't like the concept of what will happen. Because then I don't get to live life.
Yeah, see, I feel like people... Everything needs to have an explanation.
Yeah.
There is a reason why deja vu happens.
Yeah.
There's no way of actually proving that is the reason why deja vu happens.
It's like that with a lot of things. That's why religion exists.
Yeah, exactly. So everyone will have their own spin on what it is and what it does to help them feel a certain way. I know, like, some people honestly believe that it is because something big has changed, like the Matrix did.
Yeah.
But
what do you think makes it kick in at weird times? Like, why did I have it in the drive-thru at Krispy Kreme? Hell, I could be taking a piss, and it's just sort of like, wow, I've been in this cubicle before. But then in saying that, I've been in that cubicle before, doing exactly the same thing.
Yeah. See, that's different, though. Normally, deja vu to me is a conversation.
Yeah.
And I know exactly what the words are going to come out. I don't know it until they said it, and then suddenly I go, I know that. And I always finish that with... I even know that I'm saying that this is deja vu.
No, I've done that as well.
So deja vu is a deja vu in itself.
No, that's still just the word. Deja vu is deja. Yeah, it is deja vu.
But what I'm saying is, have you ever had a deja vu without saying that's deja vu?
No.
So do you reckon it's something to do with the words?
Maybe they know when the word deja vu is coming. But then, we've said deja vu so many times in this episode, I've never felt once like we've done this before.
No, because it's all fresh and exciting and new. So get your glad wrap out and wrap this episode up, because this is fresh!
But, yeah, I think that for a 10-minute episode, it's going to almost wrap it up,
as you said. Definitely, guys. What is your opinions on deja vu? Are you having it right now?
Yeah, have you heard this episode before?
Are you having it right now?
Are you having it right now?
Let us know. Hit us up, www.maycontain.podomatic.com.
And Twitter, @may_contain, for any extra updates, which, it's all pretty much the same.
Yep. Like, so, subscribe, follow, do what you want.
Yeah, just hit us up. Always ask us questions and stuff like that. But yeah, what do you guys think? Is deja vu just a trick of the mind? Do you believe it's actually a premonition? You're a foreseeing?
Yeah.
What do you guys think it is? Hit us up. Let us know. Give us your opinion or a time where you've overfelt it. Like, you're like, okay, that was really unsettling.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that pretty much wraps up this another 10-minute episode.
Done.
So anyway, I'm Soaps.
I'm Gander.
I'm Soaps.
I'm Gander.
And thanks for listening, guys.
I'm Gander.